A mutant is very dangerous to you because he flies faster than you do and shoots at you.
You're listening to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. Today, on our episode, we're talking everything Mario.
Boop, 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 boop.
That's the mushroom, Jay.
Love it.
We're also going to get into a little bit of video game news, guys. Some Resident Evil. And by the way, I think Last of Us might be delayed. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Sure. But before we roll out, we're going to get into my favorite segment, the old guy segment of the day. Remember when? Insert old guy reference here.
Jay, remember when we had to blow on cartridges that make them work?
Yep, your bad breath killed every cartridge.
Oh, wow. That's the LCG Pod. You can catch us on all your major podcast platforms at LCG Pod. Check us out.
In this game, the object is for you to kill everything coming at you and to avoid being killed.
And you will die.
Welcome back to the League of Casual Gamers podcast, your hardcore podcast for casual gaming. Can we start that over? Sorry.
Two seasons and you finally botched it.
Yeah, right. I am your host, Brian, and I'm here with the two greatest hosts in the world, your man, the money man, Jay.
What's up?
And the man who's way too boosted for his own face, but we call him B.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are we all doing?
We are doing great. How are you guys doing?
Hanging in there.
Still alive.
You use a universal we. I'm thinking that you're talking about me since it's my podcast.
It's a 3-man podcast. So I mean, we don't want to get into the logistics of it, but it's a show.
Well, I'm the talent. I'm why we get the 3 or 4 listeners we get every week. They come back for this guy.
You know what? I don't know.
That's two thumbs.
I don't know if you watch American Idol, they don't call Ryan Seacrest the talent. They just call him the host.
Wow, they do call him the talent.
They just call him the host.
He's labeled as host.
First off, if you are calling me the Ryan Seacrest of this podcast, then I have achieved something in life.
Okay, you took the wrong thing away. You're the Nick Cannon of this podcast.
Sure, yeah. That's right. I'll be the Nick Cannon.
Oh, good. You're okay with that?
I'm okay with Nick Cannon.
You're gonna be Nick Cannon.
How much money does Nick Cannon have? How much money do you have?
Not much. He's almost off the air completely now. Down to one show.
Still a happy man. He said, guys, got a great show for him today. If they want to stay tuned, if they want to know what we're doing, they can always follow us on all of our social media at LCG Pod. And then they can always check out the podcast and all their favorite podcast platforms. Just make sure they do what, guys?
Like and subscribe.
Oh, we're like and subscribe.
Whoa. Oh, we should practice this in the pre-show meeting. God.
I try and throw it to you for 1 week and you botch it.
It's only season 2. I don't know what you expect us to say.
I'm never throwing it to you again. We got a great show for him today, guys. We're going to do a little bit of updating from last week because we talked a lot of shit about PlayStation and Xbox. We're going to get into some really great news. It's been an exciting week for Nintendo, guys. And we got some great Mario stuff to get into briefly. And then there's been some announcements on some video games, some reviews. We're going to drop into that. But what I can't wait for today, my favorite segment today, is a little segment I like to call the old guy segment. We're bringing back the old guy segment, guys.
Love it.
Here talking. We're going to do a segment called Remember When. We're going to talk about some of the things that used to be that just ain't no more. And I'm ready to tell some kids to get off my lawn. How about you guys?
Hell yeah.
Let's
get back to our roots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Why we started the podcast in the first place, to tell all those young Fortnite players why the fuck we know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Remember when there was no Fortnite?
Oh, yes.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah. Just kick it off. Just so the kids know what they're getting into.
This should be the title of the show. Remember there's no Fortnite.
Remember there's no Fortnite. Yeah. Show name. Show name. Yeah.
There it is.
Remember when we used to call the show name at the beginning of every podcast?
Yeah.
That was a good old day. Back in season 1 when we were young. before young, bright-eyed podcasters who right. be grizzled.
BC before Corona.
Or the industry chewed us up and spit us out.
By the way, Jay never used any of my show names. I just want to put.
I did. I could have sworn I did. Actually.
Oh yeah. Oh, are you okay there? You keep touching your head right now.
My sound went out.
Oh sure. Sure. All right, guys, we got a great show. But before we get into that, I want to make a little quick update for the listeners. Last week we talked about the coronavirus, COVID-19. You know, newsflash, we're not going there today. But we did mention how we thought that some of the consoles were going to be delayed, specifically Sony and Xbox. We thought maybe there might be a chance, given the logistics of putting out a console, that it might be delayed. Well, Sony was listening to the podcast. Yeah. Shout out to them.
Yeah. Future sponsor.
Right. And so immediately after we dropped the podcast, they put out a PTA announcement. On PSA announcement, not a PTA. Not a PTA.
That's funny.
Yeah, sorry. They put out a PSA announcement basically saying, no, pump the brakes, LCG. We are going to release, or actually, we don't anticipate.
Wait, called us out by name?
Yeah.
Legit.
Yeah,
they said we're going to break LCG. Jay.
That explains the 6 listeners we had last week.
Right. Is it pump the brakes? We do not anticipate a delay for PS5. So, good news for all you guys out there who were planning on buying a PS5 like myself. Any comments, any thoughts on that, gentlemen?
This is bullshit.
This is bullshit.
Is everyone saying, calm down? They might as well have said, we don't know. Because at the end of the day, I mean, I think they did. I don't remember the exact statement, you know, but they're everyone's ongoing monitoring, you know, if this shit gets worse, which everyone says is going to, and if it extends into late summer, you have to pull the release of this system. It's fucking bullshit. Of course they're not going to say they're going to delay the system right now. Of course they're going to say they're full steam ahead, because you can't say anything else. They need everyone on board. They need everyone focused. They need all the hype. And if you start couching it now, it's not going to do anything for your hype in September. So they're in the back, you know, hoping that this thing all blows over. But their fingers are crossed behind their back, Jay.
I mean, they can still sell. It just won't. They won't sell a lot. You know, China is back up and running in most parts. I mean, I have to imagine that they have some in the can already. You know, so they're just not going to sell a million. They'll sell, you know, half that. And people will buy them, and I think it'll be fine. It's not going to be some glorious sales run like they're probably expecting, but I don't know. I kind of get it. The other part of this news, though, that I heard that was also just as interesting is that there have been, let's just say, leaks and rumors about the pricing being at $400.
Bruh, and, I saw this.
Yeah, and if that's true, that to me is even more. Yeah. That will make you buy it, you know? Right.
I've seen no confirmed reports, but, you know, we're both a part of a bunch of different Facebook groups and shit on Twitter. I have seen this report that it's $400.
Wait, is that good? Y'all say that's a good number?
Oh, that is phenomenal. Yeah,
that's really good.
That is really good. Phenomenal. That's an incredible price compared to, I mean, if you think about what they're offering in this system. Now, Jay, I don't believe it for one second.
Before we go down the road, it might be a watered down version of the ultimate version of PS5. But look, it's still going to be better than the PS4. And it's still going to run all the games at 4K. And it's still going to be fast as fuck. So, sure, I'll take it at $399.
Here's the thing. It might not run at 4K.
Right.
Their $400 system. It might run HDR, but it just won't run at 4K. And you know what? My hand's in the air. Sign me up for that $400 system.
I'll take that. I don't need 4K.
I don't need 4K.
Two hypocrites.
I don't need 4K.
Now, are we moving the needle on PS5 by the end of the year? Oh,
no. No. See, you keep trying.
No. Jay's not saying no.
Jay's already come out and said that he could be buying a system at the end of this year.
He said
100 times, if the games are there, I can't play. Like, he said a bunch of reasons why he will buy this system. I'm still saying no. Brian keeps wanting to put me in this camp that I clearly nowhere near.
Raise your hand. You just raised your hand.
I rose my hand for a $400 system, and I'm giving up 4K. I'm good with giving up 4K. You're, by some measure, taking that meaning I'm buying a system in 2 weeks.
Let me ask you, though, so Brandon, I know you have, as someone who has 4K, do you feel like you're having a better experience with a 4K system on a 4K TV, or like, what's the appeal? If you have the setup, don't you want it?
I have an Xbox, and then I have an Xbox. I have an Xbox Slim, which produces in 4K. So the original Xbox One doesn't do 4K. If you bought one of the later models, they do 4K. So when I play on my later model Xbox on my 4K TV, I can see the difference when I play, because I can play the same games on two different Xboxes and see the difference. It does not affect my experience of that game. Like, Tomb Raider was noticeably different.
But by definition, it does affect your experience because you can see the difference.
Yeah, but it's not. But Jay's asking me, I think Jay's trying to get at, is it to a, such an extent that right. it's going to affect if for me going after a system that has to play 4K? And my answer is no. I have one 4K TV in my house. It also does HDR. Well, let me tell you, one thing you cannot tell the difference between is high definition resolution, HDR, which is what the standard, which is what the PlayStation 4 does, and 4K. You yeah. really can't tell the difference. They both look extremely good. And the HDR on the PlayStation 4 look just as good as me playing 4K games on the Xbox. So to me, you get to pay $100 extra less dollars for this system, but it doesn't have 4K, but it definitely does HDR. I'm all in week one. Not week one. Shut up, Brian. I'm all in.
Whoa! God damn it. You heard it here first, guys. Brandon, all in week one on PlayStation 5. We're going to move on, gentlemen, and get into our topics of today. We're going to start with everything Mario. So we had a fun week, and we're going to get through this pretty quickly, but I want to talk about this really quickly. So we had a fun week. Mario, in anticipation of its 35th anniversary this year, announced that they are going to bring some old school Mario games to the Switch. And not just support for Jay fans out here, but it's going to be a remaster. I'm excited about this. So this was earlier in the week. And then later in the week, we got the leak of all times that told us what games are going to be remastered on the Switch. I'm going to list those for you, and then we're going to get into something that's real exciting. Super Mario 64.
Boom.
Super Mario Galaxy.
Yes.
And Super Mario Sunshine. And then...
They call that the big three.
They call that the big three,
Jay.
Yeah.
They call that the big
three. Which one is LeBron?
Oh, Super Mario 64, Jay. I don't know.
And
it's not even close.
Might be Chris Bosh.
Dwayne Wade was the oldest, so that makes him Super Mario 64. LeBron, Super Mario Galaxy is the best, so that makes him LeBron. And Chris Bosh is, like, unique, and so that's Sunshine.
Ryan's called Super Mario Galaxy the best. Brian's never fucking played Super Mario Galaxy.
That's right.
I watch you play like 10 hours of it. I think it looks great.
Again, this is Brian hyping fucking games. He's never picked a controller up for.
I know what Super Mario... I played Super Mario Galaxy. I played your Super Mario Galaxy on the Wii. I played it.
Did you play 2 minutes of Super Mario Galaxy? I beat Super Mario Galaxy.
I played about an hour Super Mario Galaxy. Brandon, okay. And you told me Super Mario Galaxy, you said in your words, you said Super Mario Galaxy is one of the best Super Mario games out there.
You have just as much Super Mario Galaxy experience as you have Xenoblade Chronicles experience.
It's true. And most of that is the trailer.
So... You guys, I take it you guys are super excited about this. We don't know if these games are going to be delivered in a bundle. So for $59.99, you get all three in a remake. or, Brandon thinks that's funny, so we'll get it in a second. Or if they're going to sell us all three games at about $30 a piece. I'm just making up these bank numbers, but that seems a little reasonable one way or another. What do you guys think this is going to drop like?
I mean, I think if you think it's a bundle, you're going to bed wishing on a star every night. Nintendo,
Jay calls no. it a punt. No,
Jay, no, well, Jay's crazy, and Jay doesn't fucking switch, so fuck Jay. I don't give a shit about what Jay has
to say. Well, I know.
let's be very clear. Nintendo's going to give you a swift kick in the nuts for every fucking game they're going to remaster and put on Switch for you. Don't ever think they're going to give you a deal here. They're not going to help you out. They're not going to give you a helping hand. They're going to knock you upside the head you be lucky. You better call your grandma and thank her if these things are $30. I mean, you would be lucky.
Individually? You think that's lucky?
I think if they're individually each $30, I'd be thanking everything, because I really do not. Legitimately, I'm very excited for these games, and to get to why they're not going to give you any deals is because the community is over the moon about this. Mm. You know, they've been clamoring.
We'll pay anything they ask for. We'll pay $59.99 for these games.
Honestly, we will. Like, I would pay $60 for Super Mario 64, which I think. And, you know, people are, you know, they're going to all write in and tell us to cancel our pod. But I think Super Mario 64 revolutionized the Mario franchise.
Yes,
and
I agree.
Pushed it into the stratosphere.
I agree. And it changed what you can do with Mario.
Right. I mean, it took it from a 2D platformer to something that you can start to think about as a more expansive game. And that I thought that game was amazing. They've been clamoring to get this game on Switch.
Can you imagine that game remastered?
They're not going to ask for anything less than $60 for it. That's what I think. Jay's got a lot of looks on his face.
Yeah. I cannot imagine from a economic standpoint that you would try to get the masses to buy something like Super Mario 64 for $60. That doesn't make any sense to me. What does is if you give me three games for the price of one, because then I can stay in a GameStop and tell you, look, mom with two kids holding onto your hand, here's a Mario bundle pack that has three games here. You know, why don't you buy this? You know, that's a really compelling sell. I make more money bundling than I do trying to get you to buy all three of these games, and I'm putting all my marketing and manufacturing power into pumping out and hoping you spend to me it just makes sense to be a bundle. I don't know why they wouldn't do that,
because they just don't have to. I honestly don't think they have to.
Like, I can see them selling it individually, which I think they're absolutely going to do.
It won't be $60.
No,
I don't think so. I think it'd be like $39.99, and then selling a bundle at a discounted rate. So at $39.99, that's $120 for each game, and they'll sell the bundle at $99.99. I could see them doing that.
That is crazy. That to me is crazy. I get what you're saying, but I, as a super casual gamer, I would not spend that much, and I like Mario, you know, so I wouldn't spend that much to play any of those.
Let me ask you this: if they sell the games individually, somewhere between $20 and $30. $30 and $40, which seems about right. Which game do you buy, or do you opt for the really expensive bundles? So let's say they also have an option you can buy the bundle for $100.
It comes with
everything.
Yeah, you get all three.
It's gonna be more than three, by the way.
Yeah,
those are just the
If it's okay, yeah, no, I
get Super Mario 3D World.
$30 is pushing it for me.
I thought they confirmed Paper Mario as well.
Yeah, I was gonna talk about that in a second, but Paper Mario is just a new Mario game that's coming out this year that was going to be announced at E3. Okay. They confirmed is also coming out, but it's not part of the remaster. This is just a new Paper Mario, which I begged Nintendo for two pods ago, and they're giving it to me.
Yeah, if the games are between $30 and $40, I probably won't get all of them, because I played Mario Galaxy and I beat it. What was the other one?
You did 64.
It's Sunshine.
You did the same
thing. 64 Sunshine.
You played it and beat it.
And I beat Sunshine. And so mine would be, no, I've never beat 64. I beat Sunshine and I beat Galaxy. So I would play 64.
That's impressive. You beat Sunshine and Galaxy.
Yeah, so I would definitely pay the money. I would pay $60 for 64. And if they're sub $20, let's say, I mean, if they're under $20 and they're doing a $14.99 bit or $20 bit, like $19.99, then I would buy all three. And I would replay Galaxy.
That's my exact point. You make more money selling me three games. Like, if all of them are $20, yeah, I'd buy them all.
Yeah.
You know, if you get me past that point, then I'm not. No.
Right. I did just make that point.
There is a price where they force people to pick, and there is a price where people will gladly buy all three. These are full length games, guys.
Yeah, they're so good.
They're full length games from 20 years ago. Mario 64 is even older than that.
Yeah, there's a lot of us who didn't play them and don't have them and want the ability to play them on our Switch.
Remaster is gonna have to blow people away. It can't look like it's from the 1990s.
They did confirm that on, so the Super Mario 3D World remaster is coming out. They are adding levels to that. So, like, we might also get new content in some of these. I don't know. Not going as far as to say that.
Hold on. What the fuck is Super Mario 3D World? Was that on the 3DS?
Maybe. I don't know.
It was exclusive for the 3DS. I think it was, like, one of those games that came out for the 3DS, and it had those 3D capabilities to it. Back when 3D was hit for like 20 seconds.
I just want a new Mario mobile game. That's all I want. Just give me that. Good.
They came out with it, Jay. It's called Mario.
Nope. Run.
See you.
Yeah, Brandon. It came out for the 3DS in 2011.
Ooh, points for me. Ding, 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 ding. 5 points.
Yeah. It looks fun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm not going to buy it over 64.
Nah, fuck no.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So. That's that. Paper Mario. I encourage you guys also to get Paper Mario.
Ah, hard pass. Good. Good talk.
Yeah, I'll never play that.
You don't have a Switch, Jay. You don't have a Switch. You don't get to talk.
Even if I did, I wouldn't buy Paper Mario.
Yeah, I'd support Jay. I'd support Jay.
Stand with Jay. Hashtag. Stand with Jay.
Okay. It's not a real hashtag, guys. It's not a real hashtag.
I'm Jay's Switch credentials on this.
Paper
Mario is garbage.
Till Paper Mario comes out and it gets a 9.5 in IGN, you're like, man, maybe I should get Paper Mario.
Fuck that. They gave Xenoblade Chronicles a 9, and you don't see us running around because we're smart. Me and Jay not buying that game.
Wait till IGN gives it a 9.5, then we'll talk. Anyway. All right, guys. We got some quick video game news to get through here.
Real quick, Xenoblade Chronicles, it's a cooking game. You run around and you cook.
Yeah,
Brian doesn't know that.
I heard something about animals and hunting.
I'm not gonna acknowledge.
Not gonna engage.
You should, because you're gonna buy it. You should know these things.
If you don't buy it, Brian, we're gonna cook you every single episode. You better fucking buy that.
And if you do buy it, we're gonna cook you.
I never said I was gonna buy that game.
Pause the show.
Said
right now, I need you to splice in everything said he's gonna do.
I might have to do that.
What I said was that the game, I've always been interested in Xenoblade Chronicles and the fact that these games are going on sale and it was available on Switch now. It might be a good opportunity to get into the franchise.
Between Xenoblade and Halo, your back half of this year is going to be tough, B. We got a lot of lined up.
All right. We're getting into some video game news here. IGN just released their review of Resident Evil 3. It gets an 8.5. The only reason I bring this up is, actually two reasons. It got an 8.5. They're saying it's great. But for all the casual gamers out there, it only takes 5 hours to play through this game, guys. Entire Resident Evil experience in less than an afternoon.
Yeah, but you're also assuming that you get one, you're going through it straight. I mean, how many times are you gonna die? How many times are you gonna stop? I mean, it's like there's so many. That time gets extended.
I mean, so add a couple hours to it. But either way, like they said, the first Resident Evil 2 took 8 hours to play through it, and I played through it in 8 hours. If you sit down and play, and I died all the time. And if you play it on easy mode, oh, you'll definitely get this thing knocked out.
I don't think it's a bad thing. If it's a good game, it's a good game. You could tell
right.
me.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying that's good though, right? Because this is a game that IGN is saying is really good. It's a continuation of the Resident Evil franchise. So if you play 2 like me, you can see the next part of the story, and you don't need to invest months of gameplay into it. You're sitting at home, COVID-19, download this thing and play this thing in one afternoon. Done.
Oh no. Okay, so that there's the rub. They better not charge you full retail price for that.
Oh no. These things sell for $29.99.
Yeah, so if you keep the price low, I don't mind playing in the afternoon.
The price with all the Resident Evils have been low.
But what I'm hoping they'll get to one day is actually doing chapters. Like the Telltale series did this a lot, where they would release chapters of a game, so you could blow an afternoon playing each chapter as they come out. It kind of made it interesting. I'm hoping Resident Evil will do something similar, but I don't mind the length at all. If it's a good game, a good story, good gameplay, you know, you get lost in the world, I think it's fine. The price has to be good though.
Yeah. Any thoughts, B?
No, not really. I don't got a lot of juice for this, so I'm not going to drag it out. I have no issue with short games. I think there's some value in giving a player an opportunity to get success in a short amount of time. Right. People like beating games, and they're saying you can fucking have a W on your shelf if you invest in this. And people like having W. So I think it's a good strategy. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna play it. Brian still owes us the Resident Evil game. So until then, I'm on.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
It's sitting on my shelf right now. I told you guys, if you want to play, come get it.
Come get it. No. That was not the agreement. No. We would ship it. Ship it.
Who was Resident Evil 2?
Brandon.
All right, I'll ship it to you.
Good.
Are you gonna play it?
Yes. You heard it here first.
What does it matter? You're not playing it, you game hog.
Seriously, you want me to ship it to you? I'll ship it to you.
Yes.
All right. That's fine. All right.
I want the game I bought. Jay. Paid $20 for that game.
You want the game you played a third. You paid a third for. Let's all calm down. And then the second piece of video game news I want to throw out there. Last of Us has been delayed indefinitely because of COVID-19. The official statement from the Naughty Dog studio, SCI, has made the difficult decision to delay the launch of Last of Us and another game that we're not going to talk about. Logistically, the global crisis is preventing us from providing the launch experience our players deserve. Currently, there are no other delays to report. So, basically, you know, they're kind of hamstrung by everything that's going on with COVID-19. Last of Us to come out when they are good and fucking ready. Any thoughts on that, gentlemen?
Yeah, fucking
smart.
Keep telling me that game consoles won't get delayed. I mean, shit is real this year, kids. And this is one of the major, major titles coming out in 2020. And now they're saying, oh, we actually don't know when it's going to come out. I think it's the prudent thing to do. I mean, you look at this landscape. One of the things they said in that statement also is that they don't want to release the game in a way that's not going to provide their customers the experience that they want their customers to have. And I think that goes for everything from the games all the way up to the consoles. I think this is, you know, this is a little bit of a case study here. And I think we should keep an eye on a lot of things. There's been, you know, maybe rumors about Cyberpunk getting delayed as well, you know. And so, you know, this was big coming into the year. We have some real shit going down right now. And things are getting delayed. Things and schedules are getting messed up. And I think this could be a little bit of a canary in a coal mine.
Jay?
Yeah, I wonder if it's tied to the PS5 tentative release, like Brandon was touching on, because I would say that would be the big driving factor of when that game gets released. And then in terms of being delayed at all, I think it's smart. If it's not done, if it's not ready, if it's not going to give me the best experience, then hold on to it and make sure it is. because you, I said it on one show and I'll say it again. Once it's out, it's out. You know, you can't tell everybody, okay, give me your copies back. You know, so it, I'm expecting this time to allow for a better experience. So.
Yeah. I think Jay stole the words out of my mouth. I think you get the PS5 announcement last week to stop things like this, right? Like, Sony's trying to stop developers and studios from pulling their content in fear that the console that they're counting on to drop by the end of the year is not going to drop on time, right? Like, yeah. Last of Us, I know Last of Us is slated to come out in, like, May or something like that, but, like, they are planning on PlayStation being a big part of their sales, and, I mean, the PlayStation 5 being a big part of their sales, and... Look, they announced that the game is finished, right? Like, yeah. If they wanted to release this thing digitally and on Steam, they could, like, right now, right? Yeah. Like, they're looking at the landscape, and they're like, look, like, you know, stores aren't opening, people aren't going to work, people aren't going to school, people ain't got no money. This is not the time to release a game. You tell me PlayStation thinks that they're going to release a game in December and this shit's still going on, or we're still feeling the effects of this.
Right.
They're lying to you. So yeah. PlayStation's a little posturing right now to keep people, you know, stable, but no one knows what the fuck is gonna happen. So PlayStation coming out and saying, you know, hey, we're releasing like you said, Brandon, total bullshit.
And this is a massive exclusive for PlayStation, right. And it's now off the table. You know, there's no moving up, by the way. The game release,
right?
Know?
Right.
Now it's indefinite, which means it's in 2021, and PlayStation just lost one of its major launch titles.
They were slated to release in May. So what they're saying is, we're just taking a release date off the table. We can release this thing anytime we want, or announce a new release date anytime. So
they can still release this year.
Yeah, they can release this year, but I think they just want to wait for the dust to settle and see when the best time is released. Fuck, at this point, they'll be like, hey, we'll release when a PS5 release on the holidays. You know? Sure. Might as well. No point in releasing in May. Ain't nobody gonna have no money at that point.
Real talk.
All right. All right. Thanks, guys. So we're gonna move on to our final segment here today. Old God segment of the day. Remember when? So we're gonna start off with a quick statement. Remember when? And then you're gonna finish that statement with something that used to be great about video games, or used to be true about video games, but just no longer is. So I'm going to get us started off. Remember when Ethernet cables were a thing? And specifically, remember when we had to run a 20-foot Ethernet cable from one room to the router that was down the hall so we can get internet?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this was big on, like, Dreamcast. I think it was when we started really doing this because it had online play. And
vaguely online play.
This is when online play was just terrible, but yeah, I mean, and you had to hardwire your system because Wi-Fi wasn't a thing,
right?
You know what I mean? Or if it was a luxury, and systems didn't have built-in Wi-Fi connection back then.
You had to hook them up to a receiver, Wi-Fi receiver.
Remember, I remember when we had in the Xbox, what we had to do, we had to get like a little, basically you had an antenna you had to plug into the back of your Xbox so you could get a Wi-Fi signal. But that was shitty. And we ended up having to keep chucking that and then run and hardwire the bitch.
Because, I mean, did we ever get that thing to work?
I don't think we ever got it to work.
Remember when we would go to Best Buy and be like, this is what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
And they'd be like,
that's what they were helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were like, all right, you got to buy this. We come home with all this equipment, hook it up to the Xbox, and Xbox would be like, don't got
no internet.
Those things hurt.
Yeah.
I'll never forget.
The best part is, remember when you didn't have to fucking worry about internet for a system? You know, like, I remember the days when a system was just you playing your single player game, or the only time you actually played with other people was when they were over at your house sitting next to you with a controller in their hand plugged into your fucking system, Jay. Yep. I mean, I remember when you just carried your GameCube around, or you carried your Nintendo 64 around, because that was the only way
Hold
you
on.
Could play with your friends.
Remember when they sold consoles with carrying cases, like giant. Like, they made, remember when they made carrying cases for your Nintendo 64?
Yeah.
So you could it fit your games, your Nintendo 64, and like four controllers.
Yeah.
Xbox and you know too. Now we have these home computers, and like if you move them, they'll fucking break. Yeah, and then hooking them up is a goddamn nightmare.
Yeah,
it's gotten so complicated, and like I just remember when it was just so simple, you know, when we were just in Jay's basement, we all had PlayStation controllers in our hands,
no internet,
No internet. That's the thing, no fucking internet.
Internet was confined to the four walls of your computer, which was upstairs and bogged down with too much porn downloads. Yes,
right. your gaming experience was on the disc or in the cartridge. That was it.
Well, when we switched the disc, like we had PlayStations and you couldn't move it, and if you did, it would totally destroy the disc.
Yeah, I remember that. Shoot him up.
Oh man, I remember when Jay had a disc doctor.
Oh yes, the game. Let me just tell you the 30-second story of that.
You gotta explain to people what a disc doctor is.
You're supposed to have this.
People listening that don't know what a disc doctor is.
Hey, whoever's listening, like this video if you remember a disc doctor. But they had this goop that you had to put on the disc, and you had to put it in the little. It's like a little clamshell, and it had a little spindle on top, and you put it in there, and you just keep turning it, and that goop was supposed to seal the scratches and the cracks and stuff, and magically make it whole again. It never worked.
it was a CD polisher, basically. Yeah, and it was supposed to, like Jay said, like polish over the scratches that were making your disc skip. Because I remember when disc fucking skipped.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And it would lock up the whole game. Your game would fucking pause.
You can't do anything.
I remember when we were all downstairs in the basement, something happened in the PlayStation, because he had everything built up on a wall, a ledge, a brick ledge that was 2 feet wide.
The brick leg and the brick fell. He had
multiple PlayStations, a TV sitting up on the thing, and if you touch anything, the whole fucking tower would come down.
Yeah.
And the PlayStation fell and destroyed whatever the fuck we were playing.
Yeah.
And we disc doctored that thing all night trying to get it to play again. Yeah. You can't touch those things.
I remember those days. God.
Remember, y'all remember when there were memory cards, which was really big on PlayStation? Like the original PlayStation had memory cards. And that's where, like, you know, so I remember when consoles didn't have internal storage, and so everything was kept on a memory card. It wasn't Nintendo 64, but I think I know the PlayStation did this for sure, where you had to keep everything on memory cards. And but the good part of that was it was easy to move your game around to your friend's house.
Yeah,
that was true. That was the whole point of a memory card.
It was the whole point of a memory card. Like, so you save it on a memory card, and then all you had to do is take your memory card with you, and you could play your game at your friend's place. You just
remember when you forgot your memory card at home? Yeah. You were fucked.
Start over like
or you plug your memory card in, and suddenly the memory card, no, it was reading nothing on the memory card.
Or corrupted or something like that.
Remember when you lost the entire thing? Remember when Nintendo 64 controllers had rumble packs? Nintendo 64 had a injector cartridge in a controller, kind of like when the Dreamcast picked it up too.
Yep.
But you could put, because they didn't have built-in rumbles, you could put a rumble pack in there, or like other things that Nintendo developed over time.
Yeah, it had all these accessory parts that you could shove up into your controller.
Shove up into your controller and make your controller do fun, cool stuff.
The Rumble Pack was revolutionary. I mean, it kicked off what every fucking controller has to this day, is a Rumble Pack, a Rumble feature in it, and it makes the game a little bit more immersive. And not only that, but it's become part of games now. Now you walk around and your controller rumbles, and it lets you know things are hidden in some different places.
Yeah, exactly.
Like you play little mini games, and certain games don't like it. It, you know, but guys. Fucking Nintendo 64, man. It changed the game.
Remember when it came out? It was on like network news. I remember sitting in my parents' living room watching like Channel 5 news at night and them talking about the release of the Nintendo 64 and how revolutionary it was. And they had images of like Zelda and other things, like 3D games that people were saying, people were watching and losing their minds.
Yeah, it was ahead of its time, honestly. That and the Dreamcast was ahead of its time too, but Dreamcast didn't do nearly as well as
Nintendo. God, I miss the Dreamcast. That controller was so dope, man. It also had a little, insert, but the insert had a little screen on it.
Yeah, and they did the digital display in the controller. They were the first to do it.
First to do that, and that little insert, can you play little mini games on it?
First mobile gaming.
Yeah.
Man, I think we found a good reoccurring segment to do here. This is good.
Yeah, I like remember when. You remember anything, Jay? Anything from you?
Yeah, but I want to save it for another time.
That's fair. All right. We'll leave it there then, guys. Thanks for checking out the podcast. Remember, you can always check us out at LCG Pod on all your major social media platforms. And if you want to hear more great Remember Wins, please hit us up on all your major podcast platforms. Remember to like and subscribe and give us those 5 stars. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week.
Peace out.
Wash your hands.